River Farm Network. A farm show like Farm Fest is a reflection of the agricultural economy. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has more.
Our Farm Fest coverage is sponsored in part by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, and Minnesota Farmers Union. The Ag Country Farm Credit Services Board met the past few days in Wilmer, Minnesota, and made the trip yesterday to Farm Fest. Ag Country President and CEO Mark Nicely said the cooperative is a corporate sponsor of the trade show, and he thought it was important for the board to recognize its impact on the region. Interest rates and the farm economy are a frequent talking point at Farm Fest, and Nicely offered his view.
You know, in addition to Farm Fest, I've been able to spend quite a bit of time meeting with customers at our customer appreciation picnics over the summer across all three states, and there's concern about volatility. You know, I think both with commodity prices and the availability of inputs and the cost of inputs are big concerns, but overall, producers have been pretty optimistic as I've talked to them. And, you know, we have pockets that are too dry and some pockets that we had some prevented plant. But overall, crops are looking pretty good. And I think the general attitude of most of the producers I've talked to have been really positive. There's some concern about interest rates. We just don't know where that's going to land yet, you know. And having been a product of the 1980s, I actually started at Farm Credit in 1981. So I've lived through a few of those cycles. And I just remind people that they are a cycle. And, you know, interest rates still are higher today than they were last year and the year before, but they're still very manageable, I think, for producers. And so not to panic and realize that there's a lot of good products out there that we offer that allow a lot of flexibility. So even if you were to go with a floating interest rate or a variable interest rate to start with, you'll have an opportunity to get a good fixed rate again, I think, on a lot of these term debt purchases.
I'd like to look at the health of the institution as well. How is Ag Country faring during this environment?
We actually had very good financial performance throughout the whole pandemic, and this year is shaping up to be a very good year as well. We've got good growth. Credit quality is good. You know, the ag economy is doing pretty well right now, and so we're a reflection of our producers and kind of the success that they're having right now. So it's good.
The University of Minnesota Farm Family of the Year program will be taking place this afternoon. The Red River Farm Network Farm Fest coverage is sponsored in part by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Minnesota Farm Bureau. I'm Don Wick, reporting for the Red River Farm Network.